And we heated ours on the stove. I don't really remember. We might have heated them. We had a wood stove all the time up until the later years when we got kerosene.
I heard someone refer to them as a smoothing iron.
Smoothing iron. I've heard them called
smoothing iron. Now, are they the same thing?
Yeah.
That's the same thing, smoothing. Flat iron.
They're just like a regular electric iron. Like
only about three times heavier.
Yeah,
they were hard.
I have used for door stones, man.
Yeah, I have one somewhere. I don't know where.
They make good door stones.
They would burn you, I can tell you that. You had to wrap them, you know, something around them. But that iron handle got just as hot.
I guess it would, wouldn't it?
In later years, though, we got some that had a wooden handle that you could attach to it. You'd put the iron in it hooked, like you'd take that off and just set the flat iron on there.
Oh.
And then you could put this handle back on it. We had one of those. That's all we ever, I guess, could afford to buy. They were probably high, I don't know.
Well, that was an improvement.
Mm-hmm, it was. You didn't burn your hands today.
And when you were building the fire, you put the wood in the fireplace, but you usually put it up on something to hold it.
We call them fire dogs.
Fire dogs? That's the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Fire dogs.
The part of the fireplace that's on the outside of the house, going up on the outside to carry the smoke, is the
chimney.
Right. And the part of the fireplace that extends out in the room, close to the floor.
Well, that was called the hearth.
Okay. Did you ever have a place on an old stove, a wood stove, where you had a shelf to put things to keep warm?
Yeah, warmers. I mean, that was called a range. If you had a range stove, we had one of those. We had two warming closets on the side.
Those called warming closets?
Warming closets is what we call them.
All right.
And a reservoir on the side that heated the water. Fill it up with water.
The part of the fireplace that you'll have the fireplace going up the wall on the inside of the room, and then there'll be something that sticks out where a woman might put a clock or something.
Mantle. It's called a mantelpiece.
Right. What about the plumbing in this house? Did you have any indoor?
No. We didn't have any indoor plumbing.
Later on, the room of the house that you would use to have your toilet and your bathtub is the... Nowadays, it would be
the bathroom, but we didn't ever have that. We just bathed in different rooms or waited till after dark, bathed outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. Just on the porch,
Heat the water on the stove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, was there sometimes a little room or a little house down from the back of the house where you made your
Trip? that was called the closet. That's what we called back when we were kids. Didn't call them bathrooms or restroom. We called them closets. I don't know why, because they were enclosed, I suppose.
There was a man I was interviewing over near Lauderdale County who told me, asked him that question, and he said, honey, that was a tree.
Well, that's true, too.
I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, that was a tree.
When you have used a stove and perhaps burned coal in it or in a fireplace, you'll have something you need to clean out of the pipes, a black substance that's called
ashes or soot. Well, just ashes, you know, you had to take the ashes out.
All right, and what you are sitting in now is a
chair.
All right, there's a long piece of furniture like this that has several cushions on it. You find probably in the front room of the house.
Well, they were called sofas. We always call them sofas or settees. Now they call them couches.
Are they the same thing?
It's all the same thing. Okay.
Did you ever hear anyone refer to that piece of furniture as a duffo?
No, I never heard of that.
I'm finding that some of the black people are referring to them as duffos, and I'm wondering if that's a brand name. You know, like Frigidaire, that was used. But you hadn't heard of that.
No.
What is some of the furniture that you would have in a bedroom